actually said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons. We are just happy you are here.
So join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. All right. Sex week.
That was the best episode I have ever seen. Like, I would say, would you say top five? Franchise history top five. Where would you rank it?
I agree with you. It was a good episode. I think in the episodes to come, maybe we will get a top five episode. I just think this was a lot of setting up for literal inevitable disaster. And so while this was a good episode, I think the finale breakdown of everyone is going to be way better. Because at this point, and we'll get into it, I think if Zach does not pick Gabby, like, he is,
like, divorced.
Really mean. Like, literally divorced. I just think, like, the way, well, let's just say it now. The way he, the morning after, came in and specifically, like, went out of his way to reassure her after they literally had sex and said the things that he said. If he doesn't pick her, I'm like, dude, you're an actual monster. Sorry. Not sorry.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's been knocked for a lot of things this season, and it started off so great. Like, remember the first few weeks we're like, why did everyone hate on Zach so much? He's making really great, responsible choices. Mm-hmm. And every week since then, it's been like, no, no, no. What the fuck was this? Like, this episode was a true shit show. Let's start at the very beginning.
It seemed like he had the right headspace of, like, trying to make a responsible decision, too. Like, I really thought that the best shot you have at actually having a successful relationship is if you take that route and don't have sex with anyone or only have sex with your top person. So I really respected him for that initially. Yeah. Well, that's also part of it too. Well, and that goes back to some of the stuff that Gabby was saying. She's like, okay, dude, like, by voicing this and by then having to talk to Katie about it and all this stuff, he literally put her on blast for all of America to see. And it's like, she didn't agree to that. She didn't agree to have her sex life put out in public like that. Like, that was a private moment with no cameras and no microphones. So the fact that they didn't talk about that, like, he probably should have said, like, hey, you know, I think I'm going to communicate this to the other women here. The fact that he said nothing and then was like, yeah, I'm going to tell America, babe. Is that okay with you?
just BRB, like, telling America. But what I meant by don't say it, I mean, like, don't say it, period. Like, not just how he talked to Gabby and kind of outed her. Like, don't mm-hmm. make a no sex rule. This is a self-imposed rule that caused you a lot of unnecessary drama and stress and hurt everyone around you. And literally you created it. Like, it wasn't like a, I have to do this and I failed. Like, you did this to yourself. Like, Nick Viall went into his season, like, not to praise the Nick Viall, but he went into his season saying, I was only going to have sex with my final choice. I knew it was going to be Vanessa. I told Rachel and Raven, I'm just not having sex with anyone. It was an off-camera mm-hmm. conversation he had when, like, cameras were gone. To do it the way Zach did it, like, God, you just made a shit show. Like, such an unnecessary shit show.
Yeah, it's the public declaration for me. But you know they got in his head, and they probably said, look, if you're not going to have sex with anyone, you need to publicly declare it. Like, that's just, like, what needs to be done. You need to sit down with Jesse right now in this palapa and tell him your secrets, I guess.
It's not real until you tell Jesse and announce it on camera, Zach. So why don't you go sit with him and tell him all about your no sex rule? My God. And instead of just, like, I don't know, having an intimate private conversation with the woman of the night on the date and say, mm-hmm. hey, this is what I want to do. You know, nothing against you. It's just a choice I'm going to make. Like, that didn't need to be aired. I'm happy it was aired because, again, I found this to be a very entertaining episode. But, like, mm-hmm. holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, Zach, bro.
Yeah.
So let's start at the very beginning.
Yeah. So Ariel, first they're in Thailand. Looks beautiful. Looks amazing. I was so jealous. I want to go there so badly. Ariel gets the first date. I thought this was a nice little time. I don't really have a lot to say about Ariel's time with Zach.
Can we back up a little bit to the Jesse and Zach conversation, though, first?
Sure.
Because Zach tells Jesse he, quote, knew in his heart something wasn't right with Rachel in the fantasy suite. And, like, he keeps drilling this home throughout this entire season. And, like, do you have any idea what could have possibly happened between those two? I feel like Bachelor Nation deserves to know.
I have two theories. One could be that Rachel knew she was picking Tino the whole time and was going through the motions. So then when they finally got behind closed doors, Rachel was kind of like, I'm sure Zach was like, ooh, fantasy suites, like, let's have a moment. Mm. And probably Rachel was like, no, I like can't fake this with you. And then Zach was like, wait, what the heck? So that's one theory that I have, that Zach was just blindsided, but Rachel never felt that strongly at all. Or they started having conversations just about, I don't know, like things that you don't want to talk about on camera, deep things, religion, politics, whatever it was. And Rachel just like got the ick, and maybe with something was like a non-negotiable. And she was just like, ooh, I just like do not agree. So like, this is a non-negotiable for me. Bye. Those are my two theories.
Maybe Zach called it sex week behind closed doors and she was like, gross. Why are you calling it that? That's not a thing.
Yeah, maybe that too.
Although it is a thing now. And if you want a sex week t-shirt, you can go to our merch shop and get your very own for a limited time. So get it while it's hot, guys. It's not going to be hot for very long. Well, no, it will be.
You too can also look as amazing as that lady did in the audience at the Women Tell All.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you still want to talk about Zach and Jesse or move on to Ariel?
No. I guess my only thought regarding the Zach and Jesse conversation is like, he talks about his no sex plan, but then they proceed to call it sex week. And I don't get why they were calling it sex week if there was no sex planned.
I don't know. It's just to sell t-shirts, but we got to it first, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry, Zach. All right. So Ariel's date. It was pretty standard.
It was a classic bachelor date. They did like a little walk through the market, ate some crazy foods. It was nice. Did you notice though, when they went to the night portion, I was like, is this a joke or is this just actually the name of this restaurant or hotel? But they zoom in on the name. I don't know if it was the name of the restaurant or the name of the hotel, but it says White Lotus. And I'm like, excuse me, is this like a little joke ABC is making about another TV service? No, there's no way ABC is going to promote an HBO show. I think that's it must have just been some crazy coincidence, but like, what are the chances there's actually a White Lotus Hotel?
I don't know. Remember like on Peter's season, he passed some art gallery and someone was painting pictures of like windmills. Like, I feel like ABC likes to throw in little Easter eggs. I agree. They probably wouldn't promote like a competitor, but who knows?
Crazier things have happened. I got a little chuckle out of it. So yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So he tells Ariel that he's not having sex with anyone this week. And Ariel was like, challenge accepted. Wait until you see me in my smoking hot bikini. And I don't know. Zach managed to keep it in his pants.
Yeah. And I do believe that is what happened, especially because in the morning after, when he like so much went to clarify where she said something about positions and he was like, let me be clear, sleeping position.
Yeah. He's like, my future wife is watching this. We did not have sex. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
So I don't know. I mean, overall, like, it was exactly, I was not surprised by any of this whatsoever. This was exactly what I expected from Ariel's hometown date, or not hometown date, it's fantasy suite date.
Yeah, he said that Ariel gave her natural energy. It's called the boner, Zach, but whatever. I'm happy he was able to agree to his no sex rule for at least one night. But that did not last very long.
No, it did not.
Moving on to Gabby.
I feel really bad for Gabby because also, too, like, if he doesn't pick her, like, throughout the day portion, she kept going on and on about how she has all of these issues and traumas about feeling like second place and being second. Yeah. And so if he doesn't pick her, she's literally going to be second on national television. And I just, like, I'm nervy.
I know. And then also scrolling to the end here, but Gabby gets the second rose out of the two girls. And I'm like, come on, you had to give her the second one. You couldn't have given her the first one. And her insecurities are just continuing towards the end of the episode, clearly into the finale. But yeah, this date starts off, she's feeling super insecure, calling out to him how sweaty, smelly, and crusty she is. And I'm like, girl, you are a queen. Beautiful. Do not talk. I know. You look beautiful regardless. And like,
I thought it was strange though. Like, she was starting to cry and get really emotional before he even said anything about sex week and how he's approaching it. So I feel like they just must have really wound her up before even going in there, because she was crying and like, they're sitting there like at the ocean or whatever. And she's like, excuse me for a second. Like, I need to get, she's like, I'll be right back. Hold that thought. Which first off, I'm like, oh, can you just do that? Like, literally leave the setup here and go talk to a producer. But like, okay. And she's just already crying. And I'm like, did I miss something? Like, they literally didn't talk about anything yet. Gabby was just like went into it in such an emotional state.
Did you catch that she said, I'm so overtired?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
As she's crying, she's like, I'm so emotional. I'm so overtired. And like a producer probably knows that. And they're waking you up to do interviews to make sure you're even more tired and even more emotional and asking you questions in these interviews like, so do you really think Zach's going to pick you? Like, but doesn't he think you're crusty?
Tell me about that time your significant other cheated on you. Tell me about that time you felt like you were in second. Does this kind of feel like that again? It's so weird. You got the second date, girl, which doesn't even mean anything like she said. But of course they did that.
Question on that, though, because I brought that up during Hometowns Week when I think Katie, I forget who it was, someone said that something referencing the order.
I think it was Gabby again, though, that she was saying she went first. And I was like, well, that doesn't really mean anything.
Someone is strategically telling these people, oh, you're second. This is not this is not by accident.
Well, if you know that someone has a complex about coming in second,
exactly.
You're going to put them first at hometown so that they feel really secure. And then you're going to start putting them second for everything. Whew, it's psychological torture.
It really is. And I feel like in previous seasons, though, you never knew. It was like only if the lead told you or only if it came up in conversation. So I feel like for her to know, that's purposeful. So good job, psycho producers. But she tells Zach she's falling in love with him. And she kind of hears his no sex rule. And she kind of also looks like challenge accepted, but she seems like she's also willing to just like have a fun night with him. She's like, he could check out my skincare routine and we can like chat and like, guys, you could still have a fucking bomb ass night even though you're not knocking boots. And she seemed like she was down for that. Like,
yeah, I don't think it, like, I think she went into it probably, I think they both went into it trying to respect the boundaries that either Zach had made for himself or the boundary that Zach had made for like him and Gabby. But I think sometimes you just don't plan these things and a penis accidentally slips.
Ew.
I know. It's sex week, okay? I need to use the correct terminology.
Yes, yes. We don't, we're not going to say peepees and whatever. What is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like whatever. Peepees.
yeah, peepees. Private parts, genitals. Yes. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't think either of them went into this planning it. I think it was just, you know, something that happened. They were swept up in the moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I do think was actually insane, though, is Zach coming to her room the next morning to more or less, I read it as like reassuring her, especially because so she knows he went in with this boundary. So she can guess, okay, he probably didn't have, she knows she's second. She's like, okay, he probably didn't have sex with the person before me. He did have sex with me. And then he comes in the next morning on his own choice. Well, we don't know if it was his own choice or a producer, but, and then just like constantly reassures her and says things like, I can see a future with you after they had sex together. Like, what is she supposed to think, Zach?
Did you also hold your breath after, so it's the morning after scene, they're in bed together and I'm like, you know, from like Chicago, I think it's Chicago when it's, they're like, yeah, but did you do it? Like that's what, that was me waiting the whole time, like waiting, like, did you? Cause then he's like, you know, we had a really passionate, intimate night, but it's, they're saying the things they always say. So I'm like, did you do it or not? Tell us, Zach.
And I then know he for a long time, they wouldn't actually say it.
He didn't say it.
I wrote
it right
this
away.
Down. He's like, something really special happened between us. And I'm like, dude, what does that even mean? Like,
I know. Say was it, a hand job? Like, come on.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I just think if Zach doesn't pick Gabby after all this, I think the way he has handled this is really messed up in regards to her. And like coming in the next morning to reassure her just like really gave me the ick.
Did I hear this correctly? So he sits down with her. He tells her the whole thing. Painful as fuck to listen to him try to say this. It's so uncomfortable. And she looks at him and smiles and says, I didn't realize you were so baller. I rewound it. And that's what I got both times. Is that what she said? Like, I didn't, like, does she mean like, I didn't realize you were such a badass?
I think. I remember her saying that. But it kind of like passed through me a little bit that I didn't really like register what she could have meant by that. I think she was just kind of being like, oh, I didn't realize you're such, like such a badass, like such a baller.
Because he doesn't like, Zach isn't necessarily hip. So she says that and he takes like a beat and then was like, well, I am. Because like, he's like, well, wait, what does baller mean again? I'm not cool enough for that word. But Yeah. I mean, so he says it, she makes it clear that she's like, I didn't know you would be like, I thought that was going to be between us, which mm-hmm. I fully agree. I think that should have been a private conversation before you outed her. Like, are you the new Nick Viall? Yeah. Why weren't you in love with me if you didn't make love with me? Whatever. But don't you feel like he was kind of softening the blow of outing her having sex with him by then following up by saying he's falling in love with her? Because he like adds that in at the very end to give her even more hope. Like he says, I could see a future with you and I'm falling in love with you.
Right. To me, that read is just like giving her reassurance.
It's you. Like it's going to be you. Right. Like,
stick it out. That's exactly how I read it too. And so that's why I'm like, dude, if it's not... That was a really fucked up thing to do. I think there's a way to communicate to someone that like, and I don't know where Zach's head's at. I don't know if maybe he is going to pick Gabby or if he's like still unsure or is leaning more towards Katie. But like, I think there's a way to communicate to someone that like, I'm not sure yet, or like, it might not be you without having to say it. So like the fact that he was so much like I read it as him telling her, oh, it's going to be you.
And like, as if you can't make this any worse. He's right. Like, I'm going to go tell Katie, and I'm going to tell her before our date, so it officially ruins absolutely everything. And no surprise, she's absolutely blindsided, devastated, crushed, and doesn't want to be around him.
Oh, see, I thought she handled it, like, kind of chill. Like, she was obviously she was upset, but, like, she got over it rather quickly. By the night portion, they were fine. And I do think she was being... Well, obviously she was hurt and obviously she was upset. I do think she was being very like level-headed in the situation of being like, okay, this is a very weird, not normal situation. Like, yeah, I expected that you were going to explore these other relationships and stuff. I just like didn't need to be told that. Like hearing it was what was hurtful, not necessarily the fact that he did it. So I was like, oh, is Katie like the chillest, coolest girl ever? I thought she handled that really well.
I mean, fast forwarding to the night portion date, sure, but I think when they're sitting in a fucking swamp and he's telling her like, hey, I fucked your best friend last night and I have this fake no sexual that I made up for myself. She's like, I mean, I could have done without that. Like, I feel sick to my stomach. I'm crushed.
Yeah, but don't you think someone else would have been more like...
Have to walk away and cry.
This is an absolute deal breaker. How could you do this? Like, and like changes the whole relationship. Whereas I feel like, yeah, she was upset, but like by nighttime, she was good again.
What producer swept in and did some miracle magic and got her to be on board with this?
I don't know, but I'm like, this whole thing is reeking of conspiracy. And I saw that you had clocked this too. Why don't we see the night portion of like Katie's date and then the morning after? Like what the actual fuck?
Maybe we didn't see Zach and Katie's overnight date because Zach needed some alone time to manscape himself. That is the only explanation.
Truly,
you know, he needed to make sure he was groomed below the belt. And the only way you do that is with Manscaped. And it's time to upgrade your man. Tell him about it, Jackie.
Yes, I will tell you about it. So it's time to upgrade the game. You can go to manscaped.com and use code SHE'SALLBATCH for 20% off plus free shipping. And guys, check out the products. Get some for that special guy in your life. They have so many great things like the Beard Hedger, which is the titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on hair but smooth on the face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. The Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, though. It also comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for his post-trim care. So Manscaped's Beard Shampoo and conditioner, beard oil, and beard balm to moisturize, style, and shimmer his facial hair. So literally, guys, skincare and taking care of yourself and having a routine does not have to be just for women. Like, men need to be doing it too.
Especially Zach, if he's going to be whipping it out in the fantasy suite. And you know what? Yeah. I really hope he at least tried the Performance Package 4.0, which comes with a electric trimmer to make sure things are nice and smooth down there, anti-chafing ball deodorant, which, hello, you're welcome, Gabby. Ball spray, toner, and a disposable shaving mat so you don't get, like, your hair everywhere. Clutch. Plus a travel bag and anti-chafing boxers because that's the last thing Zach needs in the fantasy suite is chafing.
Totally. So
Who the fuck needs that?
No one needs that. Literally no one. These items from Manscaped truly make the perfect gift for any man in your life, romantic partner, dad, brother. Like, anyone can benefit from some grooming. So use code SHE'SALLBATCH for 20% off your order plus free shipping if you go to manscaped.com with code SHE'SALLBATCH. Trust Manscaped for the only right tools for the job.
Thank us later. So literally, why didn't we see Zach and Katie's overnight? I don't fucking know. Probably because they had sex and they don't want to show it. I truly think
I agree with that. That's the only thing that really makes sense to me. But I just think, like, why do they think – do they think we're, like, stupid and not going to realize that?
Yeah, they do. Can we go backtrack when Katie and Zach are not fighting, but, like, they're kind of going back and forth and she's like, I didn't need to hear that. Did you please tell me you picked up on – the fact that Katie pronounces the word sorry, is that a Canadian thing?
Like, it sounded pretty Canadian, but I don't think she's Canadian. That's why I was confused. I'm like, because that's the way Canadian people say it, sorry.
She's like, don't say you're sorry. You're not sorry.
Let's look up where she's from, because I clocked that too.
He's not sorry, but maybe he's sorry. There's a difference. Well, while you're looking up where she's from, I would like to point out that, like, so Katie is being notified of this sexual intercourse that he had with someone else prior to a potential engagement. But a lot of finalists or the final rose recipients don't find out about this until after the show. Like, Lauren Bushnell didn't know about Ben's, you know, what he did with JoJo, including how he said he was in love with her or loved her, you know, semantics. Until after she was engaged. Like, literally, the show's over, cameras are no longer rolling, and she's finding all this out. So I'm sure he also hit her with the, I also slept with her thing, which I can't imagine. Like, everyone can relate to that sinking feeling that you feel when you're having that type of argument with a significant other. And I just can't imagine getting that news after you're engaged.
Totally. All right, it says she lives in Texas, but it's not saying where she's originally from. I'm very confused. But regardless, maybe
they say sorry in Texas.
I don't think they do. But maybe she has a Canadian family member and just picked up the accent.
Maybe she just visited Canada recently.
Right, and just couldn't get rid of the native, the native tongue, if you will. Yeah, so I think it's super fucking shady that they didn't show us that. I'm curious if it's – I think it's going to have to be addressed at some point next week, like, because he was so public about the fact that he had sex with Gabby. It's like, okay, are we just, like – not going to talk about what happened with you and Katie here? Like, how is this not going to be discussed?
I don't think they're going to. I think it's not going to be a part of next week's episode, and I don't think it's going to be asked on After the Final Rose, and it's just going to be one big fat mystery, just like Rachel and Zach's fantasy suite date.
I would be so pissed if they do that.
If we know anything, Jackie, it's they can completely lie on fantasy suite date episodes. Specifically, the Fantasy Suite Date Patreon episode, for those of you guys have listened to it, and so many of you guys have given us such awesome feedback about this episode specifically, because there are legit examples, like Emily Maynard, for example. She tells all three guys she's not going to continue with the date. She doesn't want to do that. And then Sean Lowe, we have an audio clip from him talking about how he went back to her place and stayed with her till 4 a.m, and it gave him false hope. So I don't know. I feel like anything you see actually happen. I'm like, I'm not surprised that they totally didn't include Katie's actual overnight date or waking up the next morning.
But it's like, if they didn't want to address it, couldn't they just show us like a staged something? Like, it's weird to not have it at all. Like, every fantasy suite date has the next morning.
And we didn't see a bedtime thing, right? Or did I go to the bathroom? Okay.
No, we didn't. So it's just really shady. Which makes me think, are they protecting Zach and Katie?
Yeah. I think they have sex and they don't know how to continue with this edit. Because isn't it less, like, crazy if he sleeps with both of them then? If he sleeps with both of them, then it's like, all right, fair game. But how it ends this episode, Gabby's like, I feel like I have the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah.
Which, guys, I'm sure what does Scarlet Letter mean is a Google search right now. There's people that don't know what that means. Do I even know what it means? I mean, I think I know what it means from Easy A, the movie, but I think there's like an older fashion movie.
Easy
that it's
A
from, right?
Is based off of like an older story. I think it's literally called The Scarlet Letter, where, but it's like from the 1800s or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You wear a scarlet letter on your chest if you've had sex, and it just symbolizes that. Emma Stonewart in the movie, she looked phenomenal. But yeah, so Gabby, can we talk about
that?
So
that's interesting that they're trying to lead Gabby to believe that she is the only one who had sex and it's publicly being discussed for all of America to see. They're really spiraling her up to think that. Even though, because it wouldn't be that weird, right? If he had sex with both of them, then it's just like, okay, normal fantasy suites, this is the process. Yeah. Very interesting. Oh, poor Gabby.
But, like, do you think Katie's standing there? Because, like, in that moment, if she did sleep with Zach, and then Gabby's saying, I feel like I'm wearing the Scarlet Letter, and Katie's in her head thinking, like, well, I fucked him too. You're not. We both are wearing Scarlet Letters, girl.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, like, such a whispery conversation. Because I think also right before Gabby said that thing about the Scarlet Letter, Katie was kind of trying to insinuate something of, like, oh, you were the person that the other person he had been with. And I think she was kind of putting it together because Ariel went home. So she's like, oh, okay, well then the other person he slept with is probably Gabby. And I know they're really close friends too. So
I know. That makes so it that, even
that
worse.
That was kind of how I interpreted it, was that she was kind of being like, oh, it was you, like, who had done that. And then Gabby's like, oh my God, she knows that I had sex, and then says the thing about Scarlet Letter. That's how I interpreted the interaction, but it was so whispery and weird that I don't know.
And his little speech before sending Ariel home, and he's like, I made a promise to not have sex, and this week I made mistakes, and I hurt a lot of people. And it's like, what? And like Ariel standing there, who like was before all of this yeah. craziness, and she's like, what the fuck happened?
She's just lucky so well, to get though. Out of there. Like, I such know. A queen. Like, I really like her. She's just nice.
Me too. She's going to kill it in paradise. She's too good mm-hmm. for everyone. Question.
Yeah.
The fact that they were all wearing, like, bright color, stunning dresses, I immediately think these were gifted by a brand. They wanted them in, like, super bright maybe. Colors. I don't yeah. think they all just so happened to pick solid color, bright color dresses and wore them all on the same day. I don't think it's that coincidental.
Yeah, it's possible. I had thought maybe the producers were just like, ooh, you know what? You should wear this one. Just like trying to create maybe, a little true. Aesthetic moment. But it could have been a brand. Yeah, I don't know. But I liked it.
It was a beautiful aesthetic moment. And yeah. I guess it could be either. I know in the past brands have like gifted, like sent like bikinis and stuff when they mm-hmm. want them wearing it. I'm just like, what are the odds that all of them wore these dresses? But yeah. I guess a producer could have just nudged that along.
Yeah. I just think it looks nice when everything's a little more uniform. They're probably like, this will be a nice shot.
I will say, though, Gabby's face when she got the second rose, like looking at him, like, are you kidding me? You could have. I think that was his way of trying to butter Katie up, truly. I think he's like, you know, things are not going so well with Katie. I mean, I know she kind of forgave him, but I think he needs to do everything he has to make up for that. But Gabby's face, like, bro, you knew how I felt being second and you still made me get the second rose. Fuck off. And that's the last time there's going to be two roses. So that's the last second rose.
I feel like that was Zach's way of kind of maybe trying to communicate to her, like, don't get your hopes up, because she doesn't know about like what happened between him and Katie, if anything happened. So it's like she's going into it being like, oh, I'm the one he chose to have sex with. If he picked her first, she would be going in with such a huge sense of like, oh, it's us. Mm-hmm. After the reassurance True. And everything too. So I think maybe this was Zach's way of trying to like knocking it down a little bit so that expectations are more leveled. But yeah, I don't know. It's anyone's game, people.
It's anyone's game, but it seems a bit obvious right now.
Yeah, no? Yeah.
No, I feel I like America thinks it's Katie's game. But we see in the preview that Gabby questions him and says, do you regret what we did? Again, it's because Gabby thinks she's the only one he slept with. This completely changes if we then later find out that he sleeps with Gabby, because then it's, you're not the Scarlet Letter, Gabby. You both did the same thing.
So we'll see. Like, thoughts and prayers are with Gabby for these next few weeks, because I just think they're really going to psychologically torture this girl.
Thoughts and prayers are also with Katie, though, because I couldn't imagine, like, depending on who is actually with Zach right now, I couldn't imagine mm-hmm. watching this back. This is painful. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
So thoughts and prayers all around. But yeah, that was crazy. I cannot wait for the finale. So it's only a one-nighter. They're not signing us up for two nights, which is, thank you, ABC. But do we know if it's going to be 3 hours? I assume they're willing
wait,
to waste.
Wait, really? So next week is the finale and it's literally only one episode?
It's Monday night.
That's crazy.
So it's probably going to be 3 hours.
But still, I feel like there's still so much to do unless something, like, unless shit really hits the fan and then, like, things are ended more quickly than planned, mm-hmm. you know? So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they can easily wrap up the drama in, like, an hour, then an hour after the final rose, and then an hour of bullshit that they're probably going to stuff in.
I was like,
in,
yeah, that some stupid commercials, a free cruise, bloopers.
Yeah.
Bachelor watch parties around the nation.
Of course, it wouldn't be an After the Final Rose special without fluff. because I know you're hungry. Mm. But if you guys want a little more fantasy suite in your life, because this episode was really, really good, go to patreon.com/shesallbatch. Check out our fantasy suite episode. Check out all the episodes, obviously. But if you go to the fantasy suite episode specifically, I think in tune with everything we've been watching, I think you will see Zach's episode in a different light. A lot of stuff isn't always truthful, what we see during fantasy suite dates. I'll just leave it there. But basically, the show is a big fat faker. So that episode really exposes alumni in the past who have opened up about that. But so I guess we'll see you next week, right?
No, we'll see you Thursday and then we'll see you next week.
Oh, I was like, what day is it? Yeah. So, oh, we'll see you Thursday. I'll see you way sooner than next week. All right. So see you Thursday. You can wait till then. But if you need something Wednesday, go to Patreon.
Yeah, for sure.
Fill in those voids. Okay.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it. Goodbye, bitches.